It's time to go to the movies with Matt Olien, and Matt went to another superhero movie this week, Spider-Man, Far From Home.
So the previous Spider-Man was called Homecoming. Now he's far from home on a class summer science trip to Europe with all of his friends who are back. Zendaya as MJ, the very funny Jacob Batalon as his buddy Ned, who just almost steals every scene he's in. And this is the first Marvel post-Endgame, Doug. So this is important. Tony Stark is... can we reveal spoilers 2 months later for Avengers Endgame?
I think we have to say he's gone.
I think I can safely say Tony Stark is gone. He is dead. So this is the first post-Endgame Marvel. So he is dealing with the loss of his friend. Jon Favreau as Happy, who was Tony Stark's, you know, assistant. He is in this film as well. And what Peter Parker, played by Tom Holland, who I think is the best Spider-Man so far. I never cared for Tobey Maguire. Andrew Garfield's a very good actor, but those amazing Spider-Man middle movies didn't quite work for me. Holland just has that awkwardness, that teen nerdiness, that teen awkwardness, even though he's 22 years old in real life. He's a very good Spider-Man. So now what he's dealing with is he going to become a full-fledged Avenger like Tony Stark wanted him to be? Or is he still going to be that neighborhood hero who can hang out with his friends? And that's the pull and the tug in this film, because Nick Fury, played by Sam Jackson, wants him in the fold as an Avenger. They've got new people to fight, something called Hydro Man. Jake Gyllenhaal plays Mysterio. It's kind of mysterious what he's up to. Can't reveal that too much, but he's a big star, big actor. So that's what Peter Parker's dealing with. That's the tug. You still have that teenage angst thing. He loves MJ. He wants MJ to be his girlfriend. He's dealing with that. And really, can he step up as an adult action hero? And that's the real interesting thing about this film, which becomes the dilemma that he's dealing with. Again, like this one a lot. Didn't quite like it as much as Homecoming. Some of the special effects and the action scenes didn't do much for me. I will say, when the film kind of ventures into Matrix territory, there's a lot of holograms and kind of Peter Parker going down kind of a rabbit hole of watching something that might not be real, might be real. Those were really good scenes. I like those a lot.
So a little alternate universe stuff going
yes,
on here?
Yes, with holograms and things like that.
So with a lot of these Avenger films, I know you've talked about this before, there is a plot, there's a story they're following, but there is this sort of character development stuff that's also going on.
That's really the key to the Marvel films. It's casting. It's Tom Holland. It's Marissa Tomei as Aunt May. You know, Jon Favreau is Happy. I will say, in this film, Sam Jackson as Nick Fury starts to get on people's nerves. He is so, you want him to get off Peter Parker's butt. He's on top of him all the time with very little sympathy for what this kid is going through as he, you know, goes from adolescence to high school to adulthood. Is he going to be a full-fledged Avengers hero? Yes, the casting really makes the film. The teen angst makes the film. Kind of the humorous asides of the class trip. Their teacher who takes them on the class trip is very awkward and very kind of funny as well. But there's been people predicting Marvel fatigue for a long time now in the business. Mm-hmm. I am one who has not predicted that. And if Marvel fatigue is set in, this isn't the film, because it's blowing up at the box office. It's going to be the summer's biggest hit, which we predicted on the show in May. There is no fatigue yet as we move into the post-Iron Man, post-Captain America realm, at least not with Spider-Man, not with Tom Holland. So I do think Marvel will continue to churn out good films. We'll just have to see if the other new heroes like Captain Marvel and people like that have legs.
Well, I'm a bit on the edge on this, this, because for me, a lot of the Marvel stuff, it's this apocalyptic thing that's always going on. So is this another, the world is going to end if Spider-Man doesn't get on it?
You know, they walk a very fine line here, Doug, between kind of that neighborhood hero and the apocalyptic thing going on. So yes, several cities in Europe are under siege by Hydro Man. Can Mysterio and Spider-Man, save the day? There's a very funny sequence where he puts on a different kind of Spider-Man suit in Prague, and it doesn't really look like Spider-Man, so they start calling him Night Monkey in the press, and that becomes a hilarious joke. So, no, this isn't like Endgame, apocalyptic. They do deal with the blip. They do deal with what Thanos did and all the people coming back. That's definitely a part of the plot. They deal with, you know, can't we get Thor to help? Can't we get these heroes to help? And it kind of falls on Spider-Man's shoulders to step up. You know, he doesn't have the superpower Thor has or Captain America, so he has to do it with smarts, with agility, kind of that zigzagging thing he does with his web and jumping around. So he's really a superhero that has to overcompensate for the fact that he's not a terribly muscular person in real life.
Well, I'm intrigued by Hydro Man. What's his gimmick?
I can't really reveal what his gimmick is because it ties into Mysterio, played by Jake Gyllenhaal. So you're going to have to go see.
It deals with water, I take it.
Okay. Again, I liked Homecoming a little better than this just because I thought some of the fight scenes went on a little too long in this one. It's hard to follow the fight scenes with CGI and things like that. But again, as a Marvel entry of Spider-Man, this is a good film. It's not going to bring people to tears like Endgame did. But it's really the first jumping off point of the post-Endgame MCU Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I have to tell you, a long time ago when I was paging through comics, I never thought they'd actually be, you know, full action movies because I never thought that they could possibly realize this stuff on the screen. But obviously they can.
They've done it and they've been able to weave various plot lines like Ant-Man into the Avengers universe. And whoever is working on this stuff, a lot of people, they've got multiple films going on at once, and it's an amazing franchise right now, the best in the world right now.
All right, it's time to test your Oscar trivia prowess here. Only one member of the Spider-Man cast has won an Academy Award.
Marissa Tomei for My Cousin Vinny in 1992.
As she won the Oscar in 1993, the movie, 1992. Right. What was the best picture in 1993?
That would have been Unforgiven, the Clint Eastwood film. He got Best Director. Al Pacino was Best Actor for Scent of a Woman. Emma Thompson got Best Actress for Howard's End.
And Director?
Clint Eastwood, Unforgiven.
And Supporting Actor?
Gene Hackman, Unforgiven.
Well done. We've been to the movies with Matt Olien.